difficulties on Friday evening, and I don't know if those are carrying over to Monday morning. It appeared everything was back to normal, but things anything but normal this morning. So if things aren't quite on the normal track they are here in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll continue as best we can and see if we can find the gremlin in the works.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. A Nebraska blue-collar city suburb that's home to Offutt Air Force Base could become a non-smoking facility in rented apartments. The proposal isn't meant to protect the health of the city's 50,000 residents, but to prevent fires. Councilman Don Priester proposed the ban after cigarette smoking at a single Bellevue apartment complex led to two fires in July. But some residents see their proposal to be voted on today as an example of government overreach. Authorities say an inmate has assaulted a staff member at the Nebraska State Penitentiary in Lincoln. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services says the assault occurred yesterday. The department says the inmate punched the staffer in the head and then was subdued by other staffers. The staff member was taken to a Lincoln medical facility for treatment and then released. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade, aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety ratings in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150's earned the IIHS top safety pick on Supercab and Supercrew with optional forward collision warning. It's leadership like that that's made Ford F-Series America's number one brand of trucks for 39 straight years. So let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both safety ratings. Once again, raising the bar for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Safety Traffic Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
We're visiting with Don Musel, who was in junior high school when the Valley Heights Mustangs became an entity 50 years ago and merged. And Don, what's your recollection, perhaps, of 50 years back?
Well, it's a long time back, but there was a lot of trepidation. Blue Rapids, Waterville are very fierce rivals, of course, being 4 miles apart. And honestly, I didn't know a lot of kids from Waterville at the time. I can remember the first few days, you're kind of awkward getting acquainted with the new people and everything. I started off in eighth grade, and previously in Blue Rapids, the first 8 grades went to the old Blue Rapids grade school building, and then the high school was separate over where the tennis courts, we just removed the tennis courts over in that corner of the schoolyard. Now is where the old high school was. So the Blue Rapids and Waterville Junior High School, Valley Heights Junior High School, was the old Waterville High School in Waterville. And then that'd be 7, 8, 9, and then 10, 11, 12 was in Blue Rapids, the old high school building. And gosh, it was just, right away I made good friends, lifelong friends within the first few days when we merged the schools together. So it was a great thing. We went from a class of about 20 to a class of 40, something like that. And there were just a lot more people to interact with. We had a great time.
Now, what was the transition process? Was the new school built the first year of consolidation?
No. They tore everything down after I left. The old Blue Rapids grade school was in pretty bad shape. They started tearing it. I remember watching them tear it down when I was in high school, my senior year. And at that time, they put some mobile units up, modular buildings up over there for the grade school in Blue Rapids. And then I think the first class was probably the class of 73 that actually went into that building between Blue Rapids and Waterville. And then, of course, a few years later, they then they tore the buildings, the high school in Blue Rapids down, high school in Waterville down, and then a few years later they put up the grade school in Blue Rapids. And, of course, eventually changed to where instead of 1 through 6 in each town or K through 6 in each town, they had, as it is now, I think it's preschool through 3 in Waterville and 4, 5, 6 in Blue Rapids.
And, of course, each community takes such pride in their local school. That consolidation process, and you may have alluded to, was difficult.
You know, it really wasn't that difficult for the kids. I mean,
right.
we meshed together really pretty quickly right away. And I was, you know, like my siblings who were 10, 11, 12th grade at the time, didn't get to know some of their classmates as well because they might have only spent a year or two with them. But, you know, where we had 5 years together, where we got to be, you know, got to be really well acquainted with and, like I said, lifelong friends with the kids from Waterville.
Well, and then it's been encouraging as the generations have gone on now that it's always been Valley Heights.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, like I said, I can't remember who I was talking to just the other day that they were experiencing, a friend of mine from Northeast Kansas, Donovan West, that, you know, they just merged 10 years ago, and of course they're still feeling some of the pangs of that, but, you know, I think most of the rivalry is pretty well long past, especially among the students. But like I said, we put that behind us pretty much right away.
Well, there's still a lot of pride in both communities and the community at large, and the Valley Heights Mustang tradition continues.
Very much so.
Now, we talk about mascots. Did I understand that you might have been part of the process of identifying the Mustang mascot?
Well, I did. My sister was a school board, student council member at the time, and she suggested it because she couldn't put it in as a council member, and so I said, well, I'll put it in for you, and so I did that. So I can't take full credit for it. At the same time, a good friend of mine, Jay Comer, also submitted the same color and the same mascot. I think we both did it on the same day, coincidentally. Had no idea each one of us were doing it. So we got to split a $50 cash prize from the Waterville Telegraph newspaper, and we split that, and of course I split my half with my sister, so I got $12.50 out of it, which wasn't bad in, you know, 1966.
Well, a collaborative effort always works best.
Yep.
What were the mascots of Blue Rapids and Waterville before that?
Blue Rapids with the Pirates and Waterville the Yellow Jackets.
I know a lot of folks will remember that. Well, thanks for the recollections today. It's neat to see a 50th anniversary and see the progress continue.
Okay.
Our guest is Don Musil from Blue Rapids. He was a junior high student 50 years ago in the Valley Heights Mustangs consolidated districts with Blue Rapids and Waterville.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts even if you're miles away from home with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday and held the 2017 budget hearing. There were no patrons in attendance. The budget was approved as published at 52.11 mills with a total expenditure of $13.39 million. And an ad valorem amount of $8,067,000. Commissioners received a formal written petition from Farmers Cooperative for layout of a new county road beginning at Tumbleweed Road, extending south to its termination point at Utah Road, generally located west of Frankfort and Vermilion Township. The road is parallel at 20th Road and will be called 20th Terrace. The county attorney will review the petition and discuss the next steps at their next meeting. Washington County Commissioners met Monday. Richard and Zelda Bitts of Washington asked about the cost to lease land at the airport to build a hangar. A representative from the airport board also attended the meeting to discuss the leasing option. Richard and Zelda Bitts presented copies of airport policies that were on file in the Public Works Department. Multiple topics regarding the airport were discussed, including a resolution regarding appointment of airport board members, as well as the monthly lease amount for hangar rental and the land lease price if a resident wants to lease land to build a hangar. No decisions were made. Nemahal County Commissioners met Monday, conducting mostly routine business. Complete County Commissioners minutes are posted on our website at kndyradio.com. Heavy rain Saturday evening prompted closing some roads, including K-187, north of Centralia for several hours. K-187 was opened as of 8 p.m. Saturday evening, but water over the roadway had closed the road for several hours. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken strips, macaroni and cheese, a muffin, cauliflower and cheese, and plums. Tomorrow, pork loin, baked potato, a roll, asparagus, and rhubarb crisp. Check of a school and community calendar, American Red Cross Bloodmobile at the American Legion in Marysville today from noon until 6. Walk-ins are welcome and encouraged. For an appointment, phone 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. Marysville JV and freshman volleyball teams at Concordia this evening. KNDY News time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A cold front is on the way as we head through this weekend, with widespread showers and thunderstorms expected for tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. A few isolated storms are possible later on tonight and also possible early in the day on Sunday. Otherwise, we can expect sunny skies with temperatures cooling from the middle 80s that we'll see tomorrow into the low 70s that we'll see on Monday.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A mix of clouds and sun today with highs around 70. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 44. Tonight, clear skies and quiet. Ample sunshine expected. Tomorrow, 72. Temps near average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 70.
Average high temperature late September, 77. Record high on this date, 93 in 1898. The average low, 52. The record low is 33 in 1989. We had about an inch and a half in our rain gauge Saturday here at the KNDY studios. Sun is set this evening at 7:13. Sunrise in the morning at 7:15. 44 degrees this morning in Marysville. Winds are light, barometer at 30.29 inches. Let's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 26th of September. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Switch your wireless carrier for $650. $650.
$650.
Can I get $700? Look for $700.
$1,000.
Done.
Switch to U.S. Cellular now and get a $1,000 bonus package. Learn more at uscellular.com/bonus.
Two-year agreement to a retail installment contract, shared connect plan, phone, turn-in up to $40 device activation fee and device protection plus required. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Sells You More has all of the devices that keep you and your family connected no matter where you are. Sells You More, your U.S. Cellular authorized agent with locations in Junction City and Marysville. There's sure to be one near you.
Come see us at Sells You More.
Burgers are just a buck on Mondays at the Wagon Wheel. That's right. Burgers are just a buck. With the purchase of any drink on Mondays through September at the Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Vice President Joe Biden has said the chances for Congress to approve the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal are now slim. He said he sees a less than even chance that Congress approves the 12-country trade pact before the next administration takes office in January. Biden made his remarks while speaking to the Council on Foreign Relations in New York. He said the brief lame duck session is the only real shot for approving TPP. The trade deal, the final cornerstone of the administration's, the president's pressing Congress to approve the agreement. But both presidential candidates speaking out against the trade deal, and Congress has been reluctant to consider TPP. Leadership in the House and Senate say there will not be a vote on TPP this year, and that there may not even be enough votes in the House to approve the trade deal. Other countries holding out approval pending action by the United States. And China on Friday announced anti-dumping duties on U.S. Distillers Dried Grains, or DDGs, shipped by two U.S. suppliers. The 33.8% duties effective immediately against Louis Dreyfus and Archer Daniels Midland. Now, there's no word on final decision, but the duties stem from a months-long investigation by China following complaints that the U.S. was unfairly benefiting from subsidies. China is the world's top buyer of DDGs, a co-product of ethanol. China imports almost all of its DDGs from the U.S., the largest exporter. Now, trade experts fear the final decision regarding the duties on DDGs could be even higher than the one issued on Friday. And government leaders in Iran say the nation is now self-sufficient in regards to its domestic wheat supply and aims to export wheat in the coming months. And Iran has been a major wheat importer in recent years as the country sought to guarantee local food supplies, although its needs have varied partly due to erratic domestic production. Find more ag information online anytime, agview.net, with this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning, I'm Craig Mead. The United States pork industry is calling for funding for a foot and mouth disease vaccine bank in the next farm bill, but Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the issue is more complicated than just the funding. The National Pork Producers Council says the United States does not have enough FMD vaccines to handle a major U.S. outbreak, and that antigen strains at Plum Island in New York would have to be shipped overseas for mass production into a vaccine. That would eat up precious time needed in a major foot-and-mouth disease outbreak. However, Vilsack and the Department of Agriculture told the Senate Ag Committee it would take more than just the $150 million that livestock groups want in the next farm bill for a vaccine bank.
Current capacity is limited because of where the research is being done on Plum Island. It's being done offshore. There have been concerns expressed about transferring that research to a facility within the U.S., and there are concerns about the impact that that would have because you would be introducing, in essence, FMD into the internal workings of the U.S.
Vilsack suggests it is not an easy decision.
We've been waiting for the industry to come to us with a consensus opinion about whether or not that's appropriate. There's still some divisions, some uncertainty about that. I think when the facility in Kansas is ultimately completed, that we would then be in a position to provide the level of certainty and guarantees of safety that people are concerned about. But right now, that's the impediment, is where the research is done.
Vilsack told the senators that a larger facility than Plum Island with biocontainment would be able to do more research and vaccine production more quickly. He says that's the key to dealing with a major foot and mouth disease outbreak inside the United States. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
NASCAR Chase for the Cup is on. MJ Strip Repair of Mount Ridge is one of only three locations in range of this message to register for the KQAM Kansas Speedway NASCAR Weekend Giveaway, and the only place you can enter to win an official NASCAR jacket featuring six-time champ Jimmy Johnson. Win the jacket and you're qualified in the grand prize drawing of the 1 in 5 chance of spending 2 days at Kansas Speedway, October 15th and 16th, and hotel accommodation Saturday night on the KC Plaza. Enter now at MJ Strip Repair, exit 46 off I-135 in Mount Ridge, the largest diesel repair shop between Wichita and Salina, under the Big American flag. MJ's Truck Repair.
Seedsmanship at work is at it again with the exciting news soybean growers have been waiting for. The latest Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans have arrived. Developed to deliver the flexible weed control you need, selected and placed to perform in your specific fields. It's service you won't get from any salesman, because it's a combination of elite seed performance and expert recommendations only your channel seedsman can provide. And that's just the beginning, because we know harvest isn't a destination. It's a long road with a brief stop in a place that looks a little bit different each and every year. But no matter what that journey throws your way, you never have to face it alone, because with channel in your fields, you've got a seedsman by your side all season long. That's seedsmanship at work. Find yours and learn more about extending your yield with Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans at channel.com. Individual results may vary. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Dicamba is not yet approved for in-crop use.
contact seedsman Darren Jacobson.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. The combines are beginning to roll, depending upon where you are in Farming America. Let's get some anecdotal reports about yield after this.
Diesel additives deliver vital protection and maximum performance for your diesel. Your diesel engine requires specific technology. Additives that can be used in both gasoline and diesel fuel don't deliver the technology diesel engines require. That technology can be found in Power Service Products, the number one selling brand of diesel fuel additives. At Power Service, we're passionate about diesel. It's all we do. Visit powerservice.com to learn about our exclusive year-round maintenance schedule to ensure peak performance of your diesel. If you're looking for an easy way to keep your toilet bowls rust-free, I have the answer. Rust Guard is the in-tank toilet bowl cleaner that protects against rust and hard water stains with every flush. Just drop one Rust Guard tablet in the tank. It's really that easy. Rust Guard is safe for plumbing and septic systems, and it won't harm pets. This fall, think Wink, then log on to Wink.com, W-H-I-N-K.com, and check out all of the fine cleaning products from Wink.
Paul Georgie is with Allendale Incorporated, and he keeps an ear on what's going on around Farming America, and especially now as combines are beginning to roll. And some of the anecdotal reports coming in indicate that yields are really good and not so good, depending on where you're at.
Certain areas have got problems, and we're starting to hear more of it. Other areas are doing very, very well. I would say southern part of the Midwest, southern part of the Corn Belt, where the heavy rains just kept coming all summer long. They got a beautiful-looking crop out there, but when the harvest actually takes place, we're finding a lot of problems, a lot of diseases. One of my customers said he's never seen it so bad, and he thinks there's every disease in his field that he can think of. So that we're hearing in Indiana, southern Illinois. And then when you get to Iowa, western Illinois, and out in Nebraska, yields are coming in very, very good. Missouri yields are coming in good because they got it planted early. They did get rain, and now they're getting it harvested at a good time. So we're hearing 240, 265 bushel acre yields in Iowa that normally have an APH of like 225. But yields are coming in less than what producers thought in the southern Midwest. Is that off of what they thought was going to be here or actually off of their APH? I haven't got verification on that.
And APH, by the way, is the actual production history yield that's used to determine insurance guarantees. Now, back in August, there was quite a bit of talk about the heat and what impact that might have on corn yields in a negative way. Is that still being talked about?
Well, I think, first of all, the September crop report, you look at that, and the USDA had the crop conditions report on a weekly basis that was well above average, well above and record conditions on a weekly basis. So that was very difficult for them to lower the September yield. This October report, we're actually going to get actual harvested yields. I think we're going to see some lower yields as we go along. But I think a fact that we have to realize is that we're going to see some total production that could even be a record production and probably more than 15 billion when it's all said and done, simply because we got more acres that are going to produce good yields.
Time will tell. Paul Georgie of Allendale Incorporated, back after this.
If you use standard diesel fuel, you should know that switching to Cenex Premium Diesel can make a powerful difference in your trucks and farm equipment. Cenex Premium Diesel is specially formulated to optimize performance. It's proven to deliver more power and up to 5% better fuel economy. Plus, it contains a special additive formulated for the demands of today's modern engines to help reduce downtime and maintenance.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Early consignment listings today, 10 Holstein and Holstein Swiss baby calves, 10 Holstein and Holstein Swiss weighing 2 to 2 and a quarter, 8 Holstein and Holstein Swiss steers 2 to 250, and 12 Swiss steers weighing 225 to 300, 12 Holstein bulls 450 to 6, 6 black and white face heifers weigh 550, 6 red heifers at 575. Those early consignment listings are online at Beatrice77.net. Monday is sale day at Beatrice77 Livestock Sales. It's 7:30 from KNDY. A chilly start to the day. 44 degrees. We had about an inch and a half of rain Saturday here at studios in Marysville.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Remaining new 2016 Chevy Silverado pickups at Venotis Motor Company in Marysville include a 1500 model four-wheel drive special ops package black on black. They have a pair of 2500 model four-wheel drive and regular cab and crew cab, and a bulky 3500 model Silverado four-wheel drive crew cab. 2016 models gotta go at Venotis Motor Company in Marysville.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. Salvador Perez homered to cap a cycle by the Kansas City's first four batters of the game, and the Royals win deep three more times to beat Detroit 12-9 yesterday and drop the Tigers in the AL wildcard race. The defending World Series champions avoided elimination from this year's postseason race by chasing Detroit starter Matt Boyd before he retired a hitter. Kansas City started the game with a single, a triple, and a double before Perez's two-run homer made it 4-0. The Tigers fell 1.5 games behind Baltimore for the second wild card spot. The loss cut Cleveland's magic number to clinch the AL Central to 1. The Kansas City Chiefs returned 2 turnovers for touchdowns, intercepted 3 passes in the end zone, and forced 8 turnovers in total in a 24-3 victory over the hapless New York Jets yesterday. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your